I talked to a young lady who's a television reporter at a local station in Houston. During Hurricane Ike, she was out covering the story. Her assignment was to find people who were down and out and having a hard time finding food because of the hurricane. She was at one of the food drops, talking to people in line, but nobody had a sad story. They were all grateful that they were alive and talking about how they were going to make it. Victoria and I and some volunteers from Lakewood happened to be there. She came over with the camera and asked me, "What's the worst thing you've seen here?" I said, "Yes, some people are struggling, but they have faith. They're overcomers. They know they're victors, not victims." She thought, well, I knew Joel wasn't going to tell me anything sad, so she went and found Victoria, who was worse than me. Victoria said, "These people are fired up. They know God's in control. Something better is coming." When the reporter got back to the station, she told her supervisor, "I couldn't find any sad stories, but I got Joel and Victoria Osteen to comment on the hurricane." She thought they would be excited, but it was just the opposite. They didn't want us. They wanted sad stories. She ended up getting terminated over that incident. They let her go. She could have been discouraged, depressed, bitter, but she understands this principle, that every day is a gift from God. She started thanking God that new doors were going to open, thanking Him that favor was coming her way. Not long after that, she received a phone call from a very prestigious broadcasting company. They saw her report on the hurricane, the same one that got her fired. They said, "We'd like to offer you a full-time position to come and head up the department that does all of our documentaries." That was a dream come true. She couldn't believe it. She gave me a big hug and said, "Joel, I want to thank you and Victoria for getting me fired." I've heard it said, disappointments are inevitable, but misery is optional. No matter what kind of setbacks you face, no matter who does you wrong, you don't have to drag through life defeated, depressed, bitter. Start redeeming the time. Do as she did. Start thanking God that He's in control. Thank Him that new doors are opening. Thank Him that favor is coming your way. The truth is, we all go through the valleys, but the valleys are what lead us to higher mountains. They're not permanent. They're only temporary. Here's a key. When you're in the valley, instead of sitting around thinking about your problems, go out and do something good for somebody else. Volunteer while you're in the valley. Usher while you're in the valley. Cheer somebody up while you're in the valley. Mow somebody's lawn while you're in the valley. When you invest your time the right way in helping others, those seeds that you sow will create the harvest you need, not to just get out of the valley, but to come up to a higher mountain, to come up to a new level of your destiny. It's not only important how we spend our time, but with whom we spend it. To redeem the time may mean you have to prune off some relationships that are not adding value to your life. Don't hang around people who are not going anywhere, who have no dreams or goals, people who are not focused and not disciplined. They compromise, take the easy way out. If you tolerate mediocrity, it will rub off on you. If you hang out with jealous, critical, unhappy people, you will end up jealous, critical, and unhappy. That's what it says in Proverbs. When you walk with wise men, you will become wise. Take a look at your friends. That's what you're going to be like in a few years. If your friends are winners, leaders, givers, successful, if they have integrity, a spirit of excellence, if they're positive, motivated, then those good qualities are going to rub off on you. When you're with them, you're investing your time. They're making you better. But if you hang out with people who are sloppy, undisciplined, not motivated, not going anywhere, let me give you some great advice. Find some new friends. You cannot become who God created you to be hanging out with them. They may be good people. They may have good hearts, but your destiny is too great. Your assignment too important. Your time too valuable to let them drag you down. The only thing that's keeping some people from a new level of their destiny is wrong friendships. You cannot hang out with chickens and expect to soar like an eagle. You don't have to make some big announcement, Go tell them, hey, man, I'm cutting you off. Joel said get rid of you. Now do me a big favor, leave my name out of this. But you can just gradually spend less and less time with them. Well, what if I hurt their feelings? Well, what if they keep you from your destiny? I heard about a lady who was reevaluating her friendships. Her answering machine said, I'm sorry I missed your call. I'm making some changes in my life. And if I don't call you back, please know you were one of those changes. I'm thinking about all the people that hadn't called me back. But here's the key. If you don't let go of the wrong people, you'll never meet the right people. And sometimes we can outgrow a friendship. It was good at one time. For a few years, you were fulfilled, but now you've grown more than they have. You're running at a different pace. Your gifts are coming out in a greater way. That doesn't make them a bad person. It's just a new season. Human nature likes to hold on to the old. We like to keep everything the same. But the truth is that it's healthy for seasons to change. Doesn't mean you can't still be their friend. You just know you can't spend as much time with them and become who you were created to be. There are people who come into our lives who are like scaffolding. They're designed to be there for a period of time. I'm not talking about a marriage situation. I'm talking about friendships. These people are there to help us grow, inspire us, motivate us. But like that scaffolding, at some point, it's got to come off the building. If the scaffolding stayed up, the building would never be what it was meant to be. Appreciate the people who have helped you. Always honor them, but be big enough to recognize when their part in your story is over. On a regular basis, you need to reevaluate your friendships and the people with whom you choose to spend your time. Are they in the right position? Has the position changed? Could it be that it's a new season?